get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about how to build a brand as a web design freelancer or agency. And we're going to kind of dive into a couple of different scenarios that we think would be really, really good to do. I mean, in this day and age, branding is super important. There's so much noise out there in the world. Having yours, your company or your brand stand out above everybody else is pretty crucial now because we're so connected. And I mean, we're not just competing with businesses that are in our little community that we're in. We're competing with global companies and stuff, even companies that are on the other side of the world, especially when it comes to web design, freelancer, and agency, because price matters, and they're looking at prices way cheaper in another country. And, you know, so what are some of the things you can do to build your brand up as a web designer and freelancer? Tim, you want to start or me?
I'll start. A couple things to add to the intro. A few episodes back, we talked about how to make your business stand out. And I think building a brand is how you do that. And as a web designer and freelancer, because when you're building websites for clients, you are a service provider, but you don't want to just be another service provider like all the other ones out there. You want to build a brand so that people get to know your brand and recognize your brand and everything. And so any time there's conversations about branding, it can be kind of an elusive topic. It's like, you know, what is a brand? What do you, you know, how do you build it and stuff? And so there's, yeah, we're going to talk about some practical things you can do to build a brand. But one thing I do want to say before is branding isn't just great for like recognition and stuff like that, but it's also really good for SEO. If you look at big brands out there, they immediately rank in the search engines whenever they put out any type of content. And it's because they have authority. A brand is authority. And so Google loves that. So it's like if you're just, you know, pumping out articles but not building a recognizable, authoritative brand that people like and trust, well, then you're going to have a lot harder of a time ranking compared to a company that maybe doesn't put out as much content or as in-depth of content, but they have authority in a brand and people love linking to them and stuff like that. Google loves that. Like they've mentioned that branding, having a brand is how you exceed in the search engine. So the first thing on how to build a brand as a web design freelancer or agency is become an expert or an authority in your field. Now, there's so many different ways to do that. David and I are doing one of those ways right now, podcasting, right? We're putting out content. We're providing free value and we're building that credibility. Live streaming is another one that's huge right now. There's content marketing, there's YouTubing, creating tutorials, you know, anything that your ideal customer will find valuable. That's going to help you become an expert, an authority, build credibility, and as a result, help you build your brand.
Absolutely. And another way that you can build a brand as a web design agency or freelancer is to build that community, build your community and engage with your user base so that they want to promote your business and refer business to you. You know, Tim and I speak at conferences all over the country and stuff. And, you know, one of the big things at all of these conferences is swag. You know, I mean, swag is like, it's like the holy grail. You know, you get there early enough so that you can get the really cool, good swag and stuff. And basically all it is you know, your branded gear that you're giving away to allow other people to promote your business and stuff. And if your brand gets big enough and recognized enough, you know, you can turn that into a money-making machine even. And I was telling Tim when we were discussing preparing for this topic, you know, one of my favorite companies is North Face. And I just love the way their hats fit my head, you know? So I'm going out and paying $25 for a hat that's got North Face right on the front of it. You know, I am, yeah, I'm advertising for them. I mean, they are, you know, they have built that brand really, really well. So, you know, build the community, engage with your community. And then what in turn happens is your community has a lot of pride in promoting you and or wearing your swag, for example, because they really love, you know, what you're doing, what you're putting out into the world and stuff, and it matters and stuff. So building that community, creating those relationships, engaging with that community can, you know, build a rock solid brand. Tim and I experienced that with the podcast, with some of the other things we do in the Divi community and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. One of my favorite examples of a super strong brand that is basically created a cult-like following is Tesla. I mentioned them a couple episodes back as well, but they like a lot.
Tim just bought a new Tesla, by the way, folks.
I did. So I'm a little bit on that high. But Elon Musk has such a following. He can literally promote anything and it'll sell out in seconds. And Tesla as a company too, for example, they created a Tesla like USB charger that you can like plug your phone in and stuff like that. They don't even put the features on it. You have no idea if it's any better than something that you can find on Amazon for way cheaper. But because it has a Tesla brand on it, because it's them selling it, it's sold out in minutes. And you still can't get one. It's on their website, but it says sold out. And so it's like, that's the definition of a brand that has built such a following in a community that people want to promote them and buy their stuff no matter what. And obviously, as a web design freelancer agency, like you're not going to create a following like Tesla, obviously, with their innovative products, but you can kind of look to brands like that. There's many of them like that. And look at things that they do and the way that they build that community and they get people just to fall in love with their brand. Like, yes, people are in love with their products, but they're in love with the brand because sometimes the products are as generic as a USB charger, but it's because of the brand that people want to promote.
Now, Tim, did I hear you correctly in that you just called Elon Musk Elon? I could have swore I heard you say Elon Musk. We'll have to listen to the recording.
Don't
hold it against him, sports fans.
I said it fast.
All right.
Elon.
Well, there's a couple of really good examples. I hope you get some good takeaways. You know, obviously, Tim and I are just started recording back WP the podcast. We're excited to be here. Our episodes are about twice as long as they normally were a couple of years ago. So we're getting back into the groove. I guess maybe we missed talking to you guys and sharing information. So we will try to be more concise as we go and stuff.
Yes, but before we do, I have a few more stories to tell. I'm just kidding.
Oh. All right. We've got another great episode tomorrow. You do not want to miss this one because can't believe in 2022 we are still talking about this and there still is this question. Email marketing for web designers. Does it work? You'll have to tune in tomorrow to find out. Tim, until tomorrow. Take care.
Take care.
See you later.
We're still getting that outro down.
We are getting the outro down. I keep screwing it up. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace out, everybody.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.